Today is the 9th of December. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It's great to be here with you today. We've rounded the corner, so we're headed toward the end of the year, whether we like it or not. And so what happens towards the end of the year is we scurry through a lot of smaller writings. And so today we've reached actually the final book of the New Testament. We'll begin the book of Revelation today. But we're also beginning the book of Joel. So the prophet Joel wrote his book of prophecy more than likely in the mid-800s BC. So 800-ish years before Christ. He writes of a vast horde of locusts that have invaded the land and obliterated the crops and everything else, causing great famine. And he uses this natural disaster as a backdrop to call the children of Israel to repentance. As is true with most of the Bible, this brings them to a fork in the road where a choice must be made. They can return to God and enjoy his blessings and restoration, or reject God and face the day of the Lord, the day of God's judgment. Of course, it is never God's will that his people suffer these terrible repercussions. So he's constantly calling them back, as he does today. We see this through some of the most beautiful promises of restoration and hope in the entire Bible, spoken through the prophet Joel. Chapter 1, verses 1, verse 1 through 3, 21. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, you elders, give ear, all inhabitants of the land. Has such a thing happened in your days or in the days of your fathers? Tell your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children to another generation. What the cutting locust left, the swarming locust has eaten. What the swarming locust left, the hopping locust has eaten. And what the hopping locust left, the destroying locust has eaten. Awake, you drunkards, and weep, and wail, all you drinkers of wine, because of the sweet wine. For it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation has come up against my land, a powerful and beyond number. Its teeth are lion's teeth, and it has the fangs of a lioness. It has laid waste my vine and splintered my fig tree. It has stripped off their bark and thrown it down. Their branches are made white. Lament like a virgin wearing sackcloth for the bridegroom of her youth. The grain offering and the drink offering are cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests mourn, the ministers of the Lord. The fields are destroyed. The ground mourns because the grain is destroyed. The wine dries up. The oil languishes. Be ashamed, O tillers of the soil. Wail, O vine dressers, for the wheat and the barley, because the harvest of the field has perished. The vine dries up. The fig tree languishes. Pomegranate, palm, and apple, all the trees of the field are dried up. And gladness dries up from the children of man. Put on sackcloth and lament, O priests. Wail, O ministers of the altar. Go in, pass the night in sackcloth, O ministers of my God, because grain offering and drink offering are withheld from the house of your God. Consecrate a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land to the house of the Lord your God and cry out to the Lord. Alas for the day. For the day of the Lord is near, and as destruction from the Almighty it comes. Is not the food cut off before our eyes, joy and gladness from the house of our God? The seed shrivels under the clods, the storehouses are desolate, the granaries are torn down because the grain is dried up. How the beasts groan, the herds of cattle are perplexed, because there is no pasture for them, even the flocks of sheep suffer. To you, O Lord, I call. For fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and flame has burned all the trees of the field. Even the beasts of the field pant for you, because the water brooks are dried up. And fire has devoured the pastures of the wilderness. Blow a trumpet in Zion. Sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is near. A day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness there is spread upon the mountains a great and powerful people. Their like has never been before, nor will be again after them, through the years of all generations. Fire devours before them, and behind them a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them, but behind them a desolate wilderness, and nothing escapes them. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses, and like war horses they run. As with the rumbling of chariots, they leap on the tops of the mountains like the crackling of a flame of fire, devouring the stubble, like a powerful army drawn up for battle. Before them, peoples are in anguish, all faces grow pale. Like warriors they charge, like soldiers they scale the wall. They march each on his way, they do not swerve from their paths, they do not jostle one another. Each marches in his path. They burst through the weapons and are not halted. They leap upon the city. They run upon the walls. They climb up into the houses. They enter through the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble. The sun and moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. The Lord utters his voice before his army, for his camp is exceedingly great. For he who executes his word is powerful. For the day of the Lord is great and very awesome. Who can endure it? Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly, gather the people. Consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending to you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. I will remove the northerner far from you and drive him into a parched and desolate land, his vanguard into the eastern sea, and his rear guard into the western sea. The stench and foul smell of him will rise, for he has done great things. Fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for the Lord has done great things. Fear not, you beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness are green. The tree bears its fruit. The fig tree and vine give their full yield. Be glad, O children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you an abundant rain, the early and the latter rain as before. The threshing floors shall be full of grain, The vats shall overflow with wine and oil. I will restore to you the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the hopper, the destroyer, and the cutter, my great army, which I sent among you. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never again be put to shame. You shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is none else. And my people shall never again be put to shame. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Even on the male and female servants in those days I will pour out my spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem there shall be those who escape, as the Lord has said, and among the survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls. For behold, in those days, and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my heritage Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations and have divided up my land and have cast lots for my people and have traded a boy for a prostitute and have sold a girl for wine and have drunk it. What are you to me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the regions of Philistia? Are you paying me back for something? Are you paying me back? I will return your payment on your own head swiftly and speedily. For you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried my rich treasures into your temples. You have sold the people of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks in order to remove them far from their own border. Behold, I will stir them up from the place to which you have sold them, and I will return your payment on your own head. I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabaeans, to a nation far away, for the Lord has spoken. Proclaim this among the nations. Consecrate for war. Stir up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords, and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am a warrior. Hasten and come, all you surrounding nations, and gather yourselves there. Bring down your warriors, O Lord. Let the nations stir themselves up and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Go in, tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for their evil is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. The Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth quake. But the Lord is a refuge to his people, a stronghold to the people of Israel. So you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who dwells in Zion, my holy mountain, and Jerusalem shall be holy, and strangers shall never again pass through it. And in that day the mountains shall drip sweet wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the stream beds of Judah shall flow with water, and a fountain shall come forth from the house of the Lord, and water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall become a desolation, and Edom a desolate wilderness, for the violence done to the people of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem to all generations. I will avenge their blood. Blood I have not avenged. For the Lord dwells in Zion. And this reading in Joel brings us to our New Testament reading, which is the beginning of the book of Revelation. And the book of Revelation is not really a book at all. It's a letter written by the Apostle John while he was exiled on the island of Patmos. Patmos is an island southwest of Ephesus that the Romans used to banish people to who had committed crimes against Rome. John would have been a very old man at this point, and he wrote this letter to churches that had been established during the time of Paul's missionary journeys, some 50 years earlier. Revelation is one of the more controversial or misunderstood books of the Bible, but no matter which school of interpretation you adhere to, when you distill it all down, it is a call to repentance and spiritual renewal. It is a letter to encourage Christians and bolster their faith in the face of tribulation and trial. And it is a letter of great hope, because once again, it shows that our Lord and Savior, Jesus, is in fact all powerful. And in the end, he remains victorious. And we, along with him. Chapter 1, verses 1 through 20. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave him to show to his servants the things that must soon take place. He made it known by sending his angel to his servant John, who bore witness to the word of God and to the testimony of Jesus Christ, even to all that he saw. Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear and who keep what is written in it. For the time is near. John, to the seven churches that are in Asia, grace to you, and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus and to Smyrna and to Pergamum and to Thyatira and to Sardis and to Philadelphia and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning, I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white, like white wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze, refined in a furnace, and his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand he held seven stars. From his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, "Fear not. I am the first and the last and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore. And I have the keys of death and Hades. Write, therefore, the things that you have seen, those that are and those that are to take place after this. As for the mystery of the seven stars that you saw in my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands, the seven stars are the angels of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches." Psalm 128, 1 through 6. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, a song of ascents. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Proverbs 29, 18. Where there is no prophetic vision, the people cast off restraint, but blessed is he who keeps the law. Our Heavenly Father, as we come before you, we relish in your words, the words of life. The beauty that is in them is unbound. Nothing has ever come close. And so as we enter this very last couple of weeks, and as we spend time in the book of Revelation of things to come, and as we go through the minor prophets and read the prophecies that have taken place and that have yet to take place, we invite you, Holy Spirit, to breathe truth into us, breathe understanding into us. Show us what you are doing, where we fit into the scheme of things, and where you are going, so that we might be obedient to you. Father, it has been every generation since these words were written that it was thought that these are the last times, these are the end. And all throughout church history and all of the documents that remain, these generations thought this was it. Everything lines up. And this is true today. Those studying the end times say this is it. This is today. And yet, no matter where we are, whether this is it or whether it is several generations to come, we long for your kingdom to come and your will to be done on earth. And so these things that are to come are nothing short of the birthing pains of what we deeply long for. And so, no matter where we are, whether our own eyes will see your coming glory, or whether we will have passed on and be a part of the great cloud of witnesses, we trust you. We won't fret. We trust you. And there are things that you have chosen not to reveal. And so therefore we trust in the fact that we must not need to know. But what we do know is that you are the sovereign Lord. And that through these prophecies we see you are a mighty warrior, and that we have an irreplaceable role to play. So as we band together and consider the repercussions of being your hands and feet in the world, we are bringing about the things to come. We are not to be hiding away and resisting and worrying and fretting about how hard times may get, or what tribulation may look like, or what persecution could be. We are the ones that are your ambassadors in the world, bringing your kingdom. These things must be, you said in the Olivet Discourse, when you spoke yourself, Jesus, about the things that shall come. You said, these things must be. Don't worry. These are birthing pains. This isn't something for you to worry about. This is something to be, to look forward to. The coming of your kingdom. And so we invite you, Holy Spirit, to speak deeply from the words of prophecy that we'll read through the end of the year. And give us a deep sense of awe that you are sovereign and that we have no fear. It doesn't matter what happens. If we can be with you, this is where we want to be. Period. And so we pledge to stay by your side and ask you to guide our steps. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com. That's the website, as you know. Come and get involved in any way that you can, any way that you will. Stay up on what's going on around here. So I've been working for the last couple of days on this. You remember that when we all sent our videos in over the course of that month? So we're editing that project right now, getting it ready so that we can distribute it to your, to you, so that you can then download it and take it on a DVD or whatever to your churches, so that all around the country and world, we can invite those that we fellowship with to experience the community of going through the Bible in a year. So it's, when you're editing something like that, it's a big, big job. So hopefully next week we'll have it done and ready to distribute. I told you yesterday, we got this new, these new cups, in the store in, commemoration. They're like little collector's cups in commemoration of the opening of the cafe, which, we have a date of soft opening the cafe next week, and it really just depends on, some training. There's so much to it. I'm gonna have to sit down and tell the whole story, but I'm trying to get the story completed because at every turn there seems to be a new challenge and, new things to learn and everything, but, we just need a little bit more training and we're ready to go. So we have these double-walled insulated porcelain cups with a cool lid. They look like, they look like a to-go cup, but they're a permanent cup. I don't know how else to describe that. Have you seen those before? You know, they look like something that you'd be given that would be like made out of paper, but no, it's not. It's these nice double-walled porcelain cups that say Wind Farm Cafe on them. So those are in the store now, and you can go look at them. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible here before the end of the year, then my heartfelt gratitude. There's a link on the homepage to take you through that process. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. If you prefer. As always, if you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4247. 4253 is the number to call. All right, and that is it for today. I love you very, very much. I'm Brian, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, DAB family. My name is Dave. A mother was just diagnosed a few months back with multiple myeloma, which is a cancer in the plasma of the blood. And there's no cure for it. And I've been calling around and asking a lot of people for prayer for a miracle. I believe that God is God of miracles and healing and compassion, and I believe that the power that raised the Son of God from the grave can work through my mother, heal her from this horrible disease. Right now, it's looking like she has the best treatment available for this, and the hope is to slow down the progression of the disease and buy her a couple more years. But it's looking like it's not working. So I'm asking if you would please pray for a miracle. She's 50 years old. She's relatively young for this kind of cancer. Beautiful woman, and she has just has a lot more living to do. So again, please pray for that. Please pray for a miracle. And I thank you so much for your prayers, and I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for being a community who sticks together. I've been listening for a couple months now, and I really love it. I just want to say I'm thankful for you guys, and I love you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Olga calling from Los Angeles. I have an urgent prayer request for my friend's son, Felix, who suffers with drug and alcohol addiction. He was sober for 8 years, but almost 2 years ago, slowly started drinking and using again. He finally checked into rehab a few weeks ago, but since they don't keep a person there against his will, he walked out and got drunk again. So about a week later today, he's in a different rehab, going through a detox again. I need your prayers that God will show himself to Felix in the ways that he could understand. I need your prayers for strength and wisdom for Felix to stay in the program. Please pray that he can forgive himself and start thinking about a bright future that God has in store for him. Because right now he says that when he thinks how much he messed up his life and destroyed everything he worked so hard for the past 8 years, he just wants to start using again, just so he won't feel that shame. Please pray for his healing and for the restoration of his family. He has a wife and a 2-year-old son, and also a mother who's my friend. Her heart is completely broken over this whole situation because she also lost her husband to drugs and alcohol addiction when Felix was just a little boy. My friend's name is Natasha, and if you could also pray for her, I would greatly appreciate that. Thank you, family. Thank you for your prayers. I know God hears our prayers, and he does everything in his own time, and I know that everything will be done for his glory, and I praise Lord for answered prayers, and I'll make sure to call back with a praise report. Thank you so much, family. Take care.